This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Ray.
This is Jax.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach Jackson Beam Podcast.
Sound really chipper. That's weird.
Joy 94.9.
You're with Jax and Dean with Tristan in the back for the Tuesday drive home. Hey, Jax, you know what I can't wait for anymore?
Oh, it could be a list of anything.
It could be a list of anything. But it's the return to ABC television of The Checkout. And joining us on the line to tell us all about it is Craig Rucastle. How are you doing, Craig?
Good to be back.
A bit of an applause there for you. A bit of a crowd. So the Checkout is back.
Tonight.
It's back and it's on a different night, Tuesday night at 8 p.m. And we've even rebranded because of after years of telling people that, you know, branding didn't matter at all. We've just given in, rebranded ourselves.
You got to do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
So why the move from Thursdays to Tuesdays? Is Tuesday just a better day of the week to...
I literally have no idea of the answer. I presume somebody in scheduling thought that was a good idea. I don't even know.
So it wasn't based on consumer research? A lot of your show is based on consumer advice and consumer research. I imagine that they've done
That is very true. We generally don't research our own show. We research other people and we kind of show what they're doing wrong. So we look at, you know, all manner of things like bread and sheets, for instance. If you want to buy sheets, this is the show to watch.
Oh, that's right. Thread counts and things.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, you know what? I thought the one thing I knew about sheets was thread count. I thought, that, you know, I understand thread count. Mm. That seems to be the biggest scam of sheets, actually. They don't even know what it's based on. We sent away some to be tested. They all had nothing like their thread count. So, you know, the one thing I knew, blown away. That's the terrible thing about working at the Checkout. I'm constantly being proved wrong.
So people are lying about their thread count. Mm. What is the world coming to?
I know, exactly. Can you trust anyone anymore?
Look, I bought a new mattress a couple of years back and I had to buy sheets with a bigger gusset.
Oh, beg your pardon.
I didn't know sheets came with gussets.
Oh. I had that problem too. If you get the wrong gusset all night, your sheets coming out of here. It's terrible.
Exactly.
What, like a pantyhose?
You just need a deeper gusset for your bigger, thicker mattress.
Oh, this is... It's only
5 minutes. This is why the Checkout's still going 6 years later. Everything's too complex. In the old days, you'd be one sheet.
Now, I really trust 30,000.
Now, are you introducing a new segment, What to Expect When You're Expecting?
Yes, well, half of our team is now pregnant, which has been fantastic, and it's been particularly great. Zoe, who was first out of the blocks, was just so overcome by how much insane pregnancy advice and kind of nuts products that yes. kind of people were throwing her way. So she's done a fantastic segment on some of it. And I am blown away by some of these things are real. Like, this is all about, you know, teaching the embryo in the womb. And there are some amazing products out there. And let me just say that some of them, for instance, there's a certain microphone and the way you get it close to the baby is not what I would thought would be PG, is all I'm saying.
Oh.
There's some extraordinary products out there.
Oh, where do you plug your microphone in? Is that...
Get a shotgun mic and just...
Yes. You plug it in several places.
Plug it in. Oh, okay. Hello.
There's the headphone jack. Because some people have put headphones over the tummy to listen to audiobook.
All this kind of stuff. It's amazing. And look, there's some of them. Most of them have literally zero scientific research behind them and are just, playing on, hoping, I guess, that the mother has baby brain enough to buy them at the time. The partner's around to buy them.
Yes, I wonder when is too young to start the serial podcast, do you think?
Yeah. That's probably better than some of the things that have been played to babies in the utero at the moment. So, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
A bit of Enya.
Yeah, a bit of Enya. Look, Enya's good. I mean, a lot of this stuff is literally, it's like, it sounds like a distressed whale song, but it's just like, I'm not entirely sure. Look, you know, so far the science is out of whether that gives you a genius baby.
Mm. So you also give advice on practical ways to save money. I have no money in the first place. What happens?
Exactly. Well, look, one of the things we're doing is a lot of things on electricity this year because, you know, no matter how much you're scrimping and saving, everyone gets hammered by that. And as a matter of fact, it seems to be that people who are on lower incomes get hammered more by electricity costs. So we're trying to look at some ways to get away from that because currently the approach of which is waiting for governments and the electricity companies to sort it out, that's not working. So, we're going to give a bit of advice on that front as well.
Oh, good.
And certainly with the electricity, we've had an issue here in Melbourne over the weekend with the heatwave. Some of the electricity companies weren't actually providing electricity.
So you, I saw that,
So it's a bit of a problem.
Lights out.
It is a bit of a problem. I mean, think of how much you save if your electricity company can't get you electricity. It's just such a bargain.
And I think the candlelight is more cost-effective and it's a bit more flattering for us older gents.
It's more romantic too, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
So, Craig...
On a 45-degree day, candlelight, not the best. It's not a particularly good substitute for air conditioning, for instance.
Not with your 1,000-sheet thread count.
That's right.
That's right.
Absolutely. Well, so, Craig, the checkout is back on tonight on the ABC from 8 p.m. But people can also watch it on iView. They can do a bit of a binge, or do you release them week by week?
Week by week, they're on iView.
Raise one, watch another.
That's a new segment, yeah. That's right. No, the other ones aren't even finished yet, so you can't binge watch.
No, not as yet.
Everything in moderation. Yeah.
Mm.
Well, thank you.
Exactly.
Thanks for that, Craig.
Cheers,
we look forward to seeing the show tonight.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Bye.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.